Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Leprechaun 4 in space.
I watched the second half of Leprechaun 4 in space.
And this is the other half. In space. Watch till you can't. Oh boy, oh boy, this is how you know.
This is it, baby.
This is how you know the series has gone downhill.
When it goes way up.
When it goes to space.
But you know what? Just like Hellraiser, they always tempt you. You're like, I want to go on to go to space. I want to see what that was.
Well, remember we also saw Jason X.
Jason X was a lot of fun.
I think what we should do by the end of this episode is rank the three movies that we've seen where...
Oh, I could easily do that right now.
Oh, you want to do it right now?
I'm gonna do it right now.
Let's do it right now.
Number one. Jason X.
Jason X. Obviously, Jason X
number
is number
two.
One. Number two, Hellraiser. Yes, this one is absolutely garbage. This is the fucking worst.
This is so bad. This felt like watching a Stargate and Star Trek episode combined minus the thousand. I don't know. It was terrible.
This is like when you're sick at home and you have a fever and you turn on sci-fi and you just keep falling asleep and waking up and you're not really sure what's going on.
But
you
there's
know?
People with guns.
But then the leprechaun shows up and you're like, am I watching a different movie?
Yeah. It's, boy, this one is all, this is a rough.
This is really rough. Bad. And what I love about this movie too is like every time they enter a new like set, I'm like, what was this built for?
Yes.
It wasn't for this.
Because
obviously.
Let me tell you, this is the most setty ass set I've ever like seen in my life. Like, they did it in space because they're like, well, that means we don't have any exterior shots we have to make.
Right.
Because we just have everything in, like, a contained environment.
But, like, it really feels like these are recycled sets. Like, these are probably from, like, Battlestar Galactica or whatever, Deep Space Nine.
I feel like a lot of these were built.
You think they were built for this?
Like, quite a few were probably built for this.
That would be
crazy. There were some that are really bad. I mean, there definitely probably are some that are reused, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's literally probably like they're on a studio, they have access to some prop department.
Yeah.
They'll just pull those props out, be like, whatever, this looks like some sci-fi shit, you know.
I think there's only one thing that's built for this movie, and it's the German guy.
That German guy is definitely engineered for this movie.
For this movie. And I think everything else was just found. I think everything else was like, what do we have lying around? We have these fucking futuristic looking guns.
Yeah.
Because like, why would they do this? Why would they go like, oh, I know where we want it? Because like, what's so upsetting is like the last movie was such a good idea.
It was such a perfect idea.
Like literally just find fun places for the leprechaun to show up. Like where it's like money is a factor, right?
Yeah.
Like where greed, like something we didn't really touch on in the last episode is like, obviously like Scott is not just dealing with the fact that he got bit by a leprechaun. He's dealing with the fact that like he's greedy.
Yes.
Right. And so like the idea of greed and the idea of like what the leprechaun represents can work in like harmoniousness.
Yeah. Here, what? He's just a random
monster guy
that's just running around.
He could be fucking anything. Like, he could literally just be an alien or some shit.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And obviously, it doesn't matter. But, like, it's upsetting because, like, the last one showed you that all you needed to do was, like, find a place to put the leprechaun that's funny. Like,
yes.
Can we come up with a fun place to put a leprechaun?
What's a fun place to put a leprechaun? I don't know. In a bank.
Oh!
Banks are pretty funny.
Boom.
People love it. Ooh, corporate boardroom. Ooh, Fort Knox, good one.
Tons of
good
fucking
one.
Gold.
Fucking Atlantis. Atlantis probably has a bunch of gold in there, imagine.
Sure,
right?
Egypt.
Oh, Egypt. Oh, back in time.
You could get like the pharaohs or like the pharaohs like gold.
Okay.
Shit like that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in like old-timey. It could be like the mummy where like they show up, you know, trying to like excavate.
Yeah.
And then the leprechaun shows up.
Yeah, somehow they cut the leprechaun there.
That makes way more fucking
sense.
Well,
like here's the thing. You could even do in space. It'd be interesting. What if they're at a mining colony or something where there's like a whole bunch of people being greedy and, you know, the corporations that have taken over the world are, you know, mining this place for excess.
Yeah.
And Leprechaun, like, they're like, oh, we'll just take this fucking gold. And they lock it up in their little vault. And then Leprechaun finds it and is just like, I'm going to fuck these little CEO motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
These little space guys. And then just runs around killing them. That'd be interesting.
That would be great.
Here is just bizarre. It's like they just... They literally had like another script, I bet.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what if we just made
it? It really feels like late stage Hellraiser in that way, right? Where it's like, we had a story. What can we do with this? Let's put the leprechaun in it.
Exactly.
It's just what upsets me. It's like there's so many avenues you could take this fucking character before you leave Earth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is literally a cartoon character. Like, put him anywhere on Earth.
To be fair, the fourth Hellraiser is when they did go to space.
That's true. But like, I don't know.
But there's also, they did interesting things with that.
Yeah. They didn't also, space was like half of the movie.
That's true.
A third of the movie, right?
The other half was Adam Scott running around and being sexy or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Most of it took place on Earth, you know? So it's like, but this is fucking God. This is dog shit.
This is absolutely. This is one of the worst things I've seen in a while.
I have not seen the bottom of the barrel before.
This feels like some shit.
Such a long time.
Like, we used to do this where we'd go and get like, go to like the DVD in college.
Oh, hell
yeah.
We'd go
to the DVD bin. You'd pick up something. You'd watch. You'd be like, this is absolutely ass. It was also a dollar.
Yeah, this is
absolutely one of those things you'd find in that bin.
Oh my God.
And you would be upset because there was definitely better stuff in the bin.
No, I remember going to like Blockbusters, going like, what looks like garbage? Let me get it. And this was absolutely that kind of thing, you know? But, oh my God, like, just, especially from the last movie, which is not a great film.
But
it's fun, and it uses this character.
So far, every other movie has been at least fun. They've had rhymes, a couple things they're like, that's kind of gross. But, you know, for the most part, they're pretty harmless.
I don't know.
They're whatever.
And it's not like this is harmful. It just is stupid. It's just the stupidest fucking idea in the world.
I was trying to figure out why I was so bored, right? Like, I was trying to figure out, like, why I could not pay attention to this. And I think it's just because, like, no one is in on the joke. It feels like everyone's playing it too seriously, but not in a way like an Airplane type of way where they're actually like clever writing or anything like that.
The Leprechaun's hardly funny.
He doesn't make any rhymes almost.
No. You know what he's doing? He's doing weird like Shakespearean soliloquies to the camera most of my movies. He like walks over the camera and has like a whole monologue in front of it talking about like his motivations and shit. And it's like, I don't want this from the Leprechaun. This feels like Warwick Davis was like, he probably read the script. He's like, this is god awful. Give me fun shit to do. Like, give me the opportunity to act or whatever.
He's just getting the health insurance. He wants to stay there.
Good for him.
Or whatever. I don't know. He's collecting whatever. He probably makes the most money out of anyone in these movies for sure.
And the thing about this movie was like, I could tell it was going to be bad from the very beginning because opening shot of the movie is like awful CG meteors and then awful CG spaceship.
Are you sure it's not like flat PNGs flying through the air? Because that's kind of what it feels like most of the time.
It felt more like the like Windows like Movie Maker style
it's
shit.
It's pretty bad.
It's really, really bad. And like, which is again crazy to me because like someone spent money on these like things, you know?
Yeah.
Like back in the day, like CG wasn't cheap. You know, I mean, this does look cheap, but like CG wasn't cheap back in the day. So it's like, I don't know. It's just like, what are we fucking doing here? And I was like, oh, okay, so, all right, we're in space. I was like, oh, it's going to be like Jason X where, you know, Jason is like, you know, he shows up and, you know, this is in the future and he winds up on the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
No, they're going to the planet Ithacon.
Ithacon, yeah.
Which sounds like a leprechaun.
Oh, I didn't even put that together.
Yeah. Which means the leprechaun is literally an alien species.
Oh, shit.
There's a planet covered in fucking leprechauns, apparently. And this is one of the characters that just has been going around the galaxy. We're following a group of space mercenaries who've been contracted by somebody, I think the German dude, to go and get the leprechaun, basically.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so we meet Sergeant Hooker. Mm-hmm. Who has a metal head.
Yes.
That was honestly, okay, I hated this movie. That was a pretty great makeup effect.
That was a pretty good looking effect. Pretty simple. Yeah.
I like that guy. He was also in, he was in Full Metal Jacket.
There was a weird amount of star power. Like, like for a movie that looks like absolute dog shit.
Yeah, this is where like, a lot of people probably got
Did you recognize Dolores at all? She was the tool girl from Home Improvement.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah.
She did look familiar, but I didn't place her. But you're right. The whole time I was watching this, I'm like, she kind of looks like somebody I would recognize.
Yeah, exactly. So
and then the blonde girl was in Always Sunny a ton. She's been in a bunch of TV shows and
stuff. She's recently been in, what was that movie called? There's Acapulco, I think? Or wait, no. I don't know, some Apple TV Plus show.
TV show.
She's main star in it.
And then the guy that looks like a thin Sylvester Stallone is like really like famous as well, I think.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of things. I'm trying to pull up a quick thing of what, I guess his number one thing is Leprechaun 4 in Space.
Maybe I'm mistaken.
Probably not that one. But the German dude has been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, is he?
He's been in he's still acting to this day, making all sorts of stuff. He's in The Crown for a bit.
Oh my God.
He was in a bunch of shorts. He's kind of just doing a lot of
stuff. He's doing
stuff.
He's doing all he can do in this
Styx
movie.
Styx was DJ in Street Fighter 2. Which is, I mean, he was in a bunch of other stuff too. Like, he still works.
Right.
Like, these are not just people who are like in the last movie, like a lot of them just went one and done.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm out.
But no,
like,
these guys, these
they
were
like,
regulars.
We're going to keep going.
Which is why it feels like a sci-fi TV show movie type deal. Because it's like, those are the kind of actors that are just like, these are people who just show up for like a gig, you know? Yes. They don't have dreams of glory here. They're just literally showing up for these roles and like going like, I just want to like get a paycheck and fill up my resume and like continue to act for as long as possible, you know?
This is work. You know, I'm here to get my...
This is a 9-to-5 for them.
Part of a union. I'm here to get my paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
So get all that stuff, you know? Yeah. I get it. But it's just kind of wild to see how many people are like, kind of went on to like, you know, not do like amazing things, but they still were in stuff and they're
recognizable. That's better than fucking poor Tammy from the last movie, you know, who just completely quit acting, you know. Well, that's good to know that some of these actors went off to do other things. So yeah, we learn about the group of space mercenaries. Guy running the operation, Sergeant Hooker, is a metalhead. Young Dr. Reeves arrives. She's the blonde girl. I think her first name is something stupid like Becky or something like that.
Tina,
thank you. And she is assigned to collect alien samples, which is why she's there, which makes all the mercenaries like sigh, like, oh, we have a fucking egghead
collect
here.
Collect samples.
We're trying to kill this fucking evil leprechaun alien guy. So they go to the Ithacon planet. The mission is to search and destroy the alien. And we also meet Dr. Mittenhand. That's his name.
Yes, that's the German guy, right?
Yes, he's German. And he's the one who assigned Reeves to work there. He also is the guy that I think is contracting the mercenaries.
Yeah, you got to explain something about him, though.
Oh, well, we don't know that yet.
Oh, you don't know that yet?
We only see him on TV, the little TV monitor. We don't know anything else about him yet. Mm-hmm. I will get to that, though, because that is a big reveal. We meet Books.
Mike, look up.
What?
Look up. What's that?
What?
Oh, this fucking guy. He's coming down a SpaceX spaceship. He could have just teleported through. Oh, that's not theatrical enough. I wanted to have the theme going.
Oh my goodness, you're from space?
I've been, you know, I was just in my little planet Ithaca. Joining my,
I came all the way from Ithaca.
Oh, you know, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. You think I'm from Ireland?
No.
You gonna think I can make some cum whiskey, which is from Irish? No. This is from
Ithaca.
Ithaca. Yes,
yeah, Ithacon.
Yes, exactly. That one. Yes.
Ithaca's is a city, I believe.
Ithaca's a city, yes.
Ithacon is a planet that you're from.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato.
potato.
Accent, you know.
I'm hungry for potato.
Why are you making fun of me, Michael?
I'm sorry. I
tried to be theatrical.
You did a great job.
You're so theatrical in this audio podcast.
I know, yeah. No one is impressed except for us in the room.
Yeah, it's very cool, but like,
I'm
glad
that we can narrate this to the audience. So
you
they
didn't
can
take a picture. You could use it as a thumbnail on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know too much about podcasts. Hello, it's a long trail from Ithaca.
Oh, is it? How far away is Ithacon?
Are you
coming from Ithaca or Ithacon? Ithaca's not as impressive.
Ithacon is where all my friends get together and celebrate leprechauns.
Oh, I see. It's
Ithacon, that's different, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I went to Ithaca.
Oh.
Ithaca.
You got here, so why are you coming from this guy then?
Oh, why wouldn't I? My good buddy Elon, he has lots of money.
That trap.
I, of course, wanted to take advantage of. I mean,
can I
borrow his.
Is Elon Musk a leprechaun? Because he's greedy and he's mischievous.
He's just a classic gremlin.
He's
a classic gremlin. Some even say sometimes at night when he gets real late and he turns down the lights really quiet. Some even say he becomes a troll.
I believe that.
A real troll.
I believe
he loves
a troll.
It, especially when he's on his little phone, his little wee phone.
Yeah.
Just on there typing away. Yes. Anyway.
Well, good to know.
Anyway, I'm over here.
All right.
I've decided I'm.
Thanks for appearing, though.
Look, I'm not going to fuck your whiskey.
Thank you.
Not this time.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Don't worry.
It.
I'll think of something else I'll do that.
That'll
cause you
annoy
trouble.
The two of us.
Absolutely. And okay. Derail them because it sounds like you're in the rough parts now.
Oh, this is where it starts to get bad. Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. Any thoughts on this movie, Leprechaun? Or you want to wait till the end of it?
Nope. See you later.
Okay, bye. All right. Well, we meet Dr. Mittenhand. He's German. We meet Books, who kind of looks like Rocky Balboa. And Books and Reeves are sweet to each other. His name is Books because he reads. He's the only mercenary who reads.
God.
Everyone has like fucking stupid. Like, there's Mooch, who's just a guy that mooches off people. There's Sticks. I don't know why they call him Sticks.
Maybe he likes drumming. Maybe he drums a lot.
Might be a drummer. I don't know. I don't know any of these people. I don't know why. And so, yeah. So, what else happens? Mercenaries arrive on the planet. It looks like straight shit. The planet looks god awful. It's literally like shitty looking rocks and blue screen.
Oh, that's amazing.
It looks so bad.
You think they faked the moon landing with that?
Oh, it really feels like that. Yeah, this is one small shit for man.
Oh, man.
So now we see the leprechaun for the first time in the movie. And he shows up and he's doing a fancy little British accent. He's smoking like a fancy cigarette in a little cigarette holder. Mm-hmm. And he has trapped some alien princess named Princess Zarina.
Yeah.
Zarina. And they have a little fancy dinner together. And she laughs at him. She's like, I don't like you. Like, get rid of me. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Fucking leprechaun's going to like chain this woman up and like fucking, you know, like threaten to fucking, you know, rip her face off. But he's like, no, honey, I want to marry you. Mm-hmm. She's like, marry me? I don't want to marry you. And he's like, well, you know, your dad, the king, gave away all his money to the people on the planet. And now you don't have any money left. And she's like, that was an honorable thing to do. And he's like, yeah, well, I've got a bunch of money. And if you marry me, you can have half of it.
Oh.
And he like shows her his his jewels marriage and shit. Yeah. And she's like, ooh. And then she's like, well, what do you think now, Princess Zarina?
I showed her me other jewels, too. My family jewels.
That's right.
Those I will not be giving away.
You just have to put them in your mouth.
Oh, dude. Maybe.
Maybe. And Zarina's like, you know, the king is dead. Long live the king. She is all for marrying this leprechaun now.
She's evil, which is kind of fun. I think it's kind of fun.
Honestly, I was like, this is great. Because it's like, she's evil, he's evil. They're going to be evil together.
That's cool.
This rocks. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm like, so far, I'm like, fucking, you know, sets look like trash, you know?
Yep.
Acting's not great. Nope. But the story's
so
ridiculous.
So far, I have some ideas.
But from here, I'm like, I'm rooting for these two.
Yeah.
I ship them, you know?
I ship them too, yeah.
So then, but then the mercenaries show up and they give away their position like immediately. One of them like sees something in the corner and shoots. And so the leprechaun hears them.
Classic Marine
shit. Marines don't fucking know what they're doing. And so one of them comes across all the riches and the jewels that the leprechaun left out. And the leprechaun shows up and pulls out a lightsaber and slices up the mercenary into pieces.
The funniest part about this movie is how the leprechaun suddenly is like, I love guns and lightsabers.
Well, it's even funnier because when you think about it, Warwick Davis was in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He was one of the Ewoks.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's where
true.
He got his like start. And so I wonder if he had like a chat with like George Lucas and was like, hey, man, I'm in this fucking leprechaun movie. They're going to put a lightsaber in it. Is that cool?
I mean, as long as it doesn't make the lightsaber sound.
It kind of sounds like a lightsaber.
Okay, well, if it kind of sounds like it, that's fair game. It's called a laser sword.
It's a laser sword.
That's not copyrighted, I think.
I don't know. And it doesn't, I mean, it's barely in this half of the movie, but it's so funny to me to see Warwick Davis sporting a fucking lightsaber to kill somebody.
Should have given Ewok a lightsaber. Come on.
Yeah. So that would, I feel like if you gave an Ewok a lightsaber, it would immediately trip and cut its head off.
It'd be comedy.
Yeah, I would watch it.
I would love it.
I'd love to see that.
I'd love to see a little
Ewok
kill itself.
Put that in The Mandalorian, and I'd watch that.
Yeah, I'm back in.
I'm in.
Maybe that would be in that Mandalorian Grogu movie.
Yeah, if that happens, I'm in. Yeah. But if it doesn't happen,
hey, Filoni, please, come on, give us something.
Yeah, come on. They have a shootout in a cave. The leprechaun has a gun from the mercenary that he killed and is shooting at the mercenaries. The mercenary is shooting back at the leprechaun. Then one of the mercenaries throws a grenade at the leprechaun and Zarina runs out of one of the chambers and the leprechaun goes, oh, me wife! And the leprechaun jumps on the grenade and explodes and dies.
Yes. I also like that the leprechaun just lives forever because he grows back, right?
Well, yeah, obviously. But I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously he's going to come back because the movie's called Leprechaun 4 in Space or whatever. But at this, I let out an audible gasp because I was like, holy shit, they finally fucking killed the leprechaun.
I mean, in the past movies, that's how he died in each one, right? Like, he did
explode. Yes, he gets, like, fucking, like, disintegrated.
Yeah.
And also, he gave his life for somebody.
Yeah.
Like, he sacrificed himself for the princess. So I was like, what is it? Where is this movie going? And the princess is like caught in the blast. So like her like hand gets like shot off, I think, or whatever. And she's like mortally wounded and knocked out. So The mercenaries come, Dr. Reeves comes and like bandages her up and takes her back to the ship. She's knocked out, so she's sort of like in stasis essentially. Mm-hmm. But they all see the leprechaun is like in fucking pieces. And so one of the mercenaries, I don't know his name, but one of them goes over and pisses on the leprechaun body. And yeah, and everyone's like, come on, dude, don't fucking do that. And then Static shoots up that guy's dick from the leprechaun body. And then they like they pan over to Leprechaun's head and he's like smiling. And so it's like, oh, the leprechaun's not really dead. Which is very surprising. But I was
Some disrespect. I'll hit you right in the dick. Oh, that's a good one.
That was a pretty good one.
Not bad, not bad.
Oh, yeah. See, you don't ever rhyme like that in this movie,
Leprechaun. Well, I just like to make it up to you.
Well, thank you for doing that. I did miss you rhyming.
Well, you know. I don't know why they told me not to. I can't remember the reason. Perhaps it was the fact that the scriptwriter was a complete dipshit. But anyway, see you later.
All right, bye. For like a good 3 to 4 minutes, I was like, where are we going with this? Like, how are we, like, is there going to be another leprechaun that shows up? Uh-huh. Like, I didn't know where we were going. So Reeves is now taking control of the situation. Now that the leprechaun is dead, mm-hmm. the doctor is taking over, like, caring for the princess, Zarina. Also is telling this guy Harold, who's like another doctor on board.
Okay.
You see him, he's kind of like balding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tells him how to take care of Zarina, tells him what to do. Harold's bi, because he seems to be hitting on both men and women. I don't know if that's important.
No.
Whatever, who cares? And then the mercs go to dance at the entertainment lounge, which is literally
the entertainment lounge. I love. It's the worst.
Did
set
you see
ever.
It?
Yeah, I see.
It looks like a fucking like disco like set.
It looks like disco sci-fi. Like I look at the chairs, I'm like, wow, these are just office chairs.
It looks so bad. Like
I kind of liked how bad
I want to describe it. It's like
do you know, imagine going to like a roller rink.
Yeah.
And then looking at a room and then they call it the sci-fi room.
But like a roller rink from the 70s
yes,
or 80s.
An old roller
an
rink.
An old roller rink that has not been updated.
I'd say the 90s.
Maybe.
And it has not been updated.
I was
and they just
say,
are like, here it is. Because they got like weird cups.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stuff.
Exactly.
It's just like they kind of went to a Home Goods or whatever and were like, pick out things that look kind of sci-fi. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Things
they
that
did that.
You can kind of see through.
Yeah.
It looks awful.
It's so
and
bad.
It doesn't look like, I mean, obviously it's the entertainment lounge, so it shouldn't, but it looks like none of the rest of the sets,
yeah.
Which is why it feels like it's like a found set, right? Mm-hmm. Like they probably found this on like Saved by the Bell, like or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fucking, let's bring it in, we'll shoot there. So they're all at the entertainment lounge. The Lady Merc, who is the, what's her name? She's the one that was in the Tool Time.
That's a Tool Time lady. I can't remember her name. Dolores?
Dolores. And one of the other guys, the guy that pissed on the leprechaun, mm-hmm. they're getting hot and heavy.
Nice.
And they go to fuck.
Oh, cool.
They're like, hey, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's go fuck. So they go fucking and they're like in the hallway and she's like rubbing his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, ow, ow. She's like, what? I'm not doing anything. And he's like, ow, it really hurts. And he looks down and his dick starts like crawling in his pants.
What?
And she's like. And it starts like throbbing and like crawling
Whoa.
Around and moving in his like crotch oh, area. And it cuts back to Dolores. And Dolores is like, what did I do?
Oh, poor girl.
And then we hear the William Tell overture. No,
what the fuck is this?
And out of the guy's pants pops the leprechaun.
The whole leprechaun?
The leprechaun pops out of the guy's pants where his dick should be.
Wait, is he like super little?
No, he's the same size.
I thought it was gonna be like a severed hand was like running around in there
no,
or something.
It's
no.
The full leprechaun pops out of his crotch, out of his dick, and he goes, "That's why you need to wear condoms."
All right, good lesson from this movie, I guess.
Great. And the Lady Merc pulls the gun on the leprechaun, and the leprechaun imitates John Wayne. And pulls a gun as well and shoots the gun out of her hand.
I don't like
leprechaun
doing
impressions.
Doing
this. I agree.
I don't think it's fun.
I don't think it's fun.
I mean, I let it go once with Elvis. Fine.
Warwick Davis isn't good at it.
No.
I'm sorry Warwick, I know you're listening to us. I know you're a fan of our podcast.
Yeah.
You're not good at these
He doesn't listen to the shit.
Doesn't he?
No.
He's got better things to do,
Absolutely.
Probably.
Come on.
But if you are, you need
to
put a stop
to
this.
You need to stop doing
You're
that.
Not great at
no,
it.
It's
okay. So, yeah.
Also, it's just like, that's not what I come to Leprechaun for. You know, I want him to just be a leprechaun. They're like,
I want him to be goofy.
Oh, it makes it seem like you ran out of the well of funny things leprechauns can do.
Yeah.
Come on.
Remember when the gold used to be in a well? like all the way back in the first movie. What a time. Remember how good that felt when it was like all basically in like one to two settings, you know?
Yeah, and it was like cool. I mean, this is all almost one setting.
Sure. You know? One spaceship. Yeah, really nice.
It's really connected. You can really feel how the spaceship's laid out. And aren't confused every time they go to a different spot.
Never am I confused. This is the same hallway, just with like some of the props moved around, you know? So Books and Reeves are chatting with each other. That's how I'm going to refer to them as. Is that okay? Do you call her Tina?
I do call her Tina, but that's okay.
Books and Tina are sitting down in the entertainment lounge. And they're drinking and they're chatting about like biology and intelligence. And she sort of insults his intelligence, even though his name is Book. So clearly he reads.
He's smart for a Marine.
That's true. I guess he's smart for a Marine. That's what she says. And then she like leaves. She's like, oh, you're like dumb or whatever. And she leaves him. And then Styx shows up. And Styx and Books are like the best of friends.
Yeah.
They're great. I like them together. Cool. Yeah. I like Styx. I like Books. I like them together. They're buddies.
Yeah.
And Styx comes up. It is funny because like all the other Marines are like drunk on the dance floor and they're like poorly dancing. All the other Marines are like white guys.
Yeah.
And they're all dancing. And then Styx is like, huh, they really still can't dance in the future, which is great.
That's actually pretty funny.
It's a great joke. And he goes over and he like consoles
Books. You're like making this movie sound good, which is weird.
There's moments that are good. There's just moments.
Because I watched the same movie.
You didn't watch the same half of the movie.
That's true.
You didn't watch the same half.
I guess maybe the writing is kind of more fun, but then when they get into the action, it's just confusing, I guess.
I don't want people to come away from this podcast thinking I like this movie.
Okay. You're making it sound good, though.
There's moments that are good, but not the entire film. So what happens next? So Lady Merc has survived the attack by the leprechaun. And she busts back into the entertainment lounge and she's like, it's here. And it killed that other guy. It killed that dude. I don't remember his name. But she's really heartbroken about the fact that that guy died. And she's also worried that she caused it.
That's fair.
Which is fair. I feel bad for her, honestly.
An STL, sexually transmitted leprechaun.
That's right.
I've heard that before. I'm sure you have.
I'm sure you have. Yeah, that's right. He's passing along four-leaf cloves.
This version's not immune to the four-leaf clover. It's a bad luck charm this time.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens next? Harold, the one other, like, so other, there's three scientists.
There's three scientists.
There's the German guy, there's Reeves, and then there's Harold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tina or Reeves. Yeah.
Tina or Reeves. Yeah. So Harold is there with Zarina. Zarina's knocked out, and he starts, like, smelling her stomach and, like, kissing it and shit. He's acting like a real creep.
Yeah.
These movie series have a lot to go off of with, like, women who are in
positions. Oh, is women, like, asleep
down
or whatever
on tables.
They're like, someone's gonna be a creep, and I'm like, can we do anything else
but this? But honestly, it's like Harold is a bad guy
the leprechaun's a bad guy too.
That's true, but we don't have to deal with Harold very much.
That's true.
Harold's barely in this movie. And the doctor shows up and the doctor's like, Harold, stop fucking doing that, you creep. And he's like, whoa, I'm sorry. And then they look at Zarina's hand and her hand's growing back.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird.
And the doctor's like, yes, I knew this would happen. I need to test her DNA. We need to take Zarina and put her in a place where no one else will know where she is so I can continue to test her.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But the leprechaun wants his wife back. He wants the princess because he's going to marry her. So, you know, in every other movie, he wants gold.
Yeah.
Gold's not the option anymore.
To be fair. She's got a lot of gold paint on her body.
She does have gold paint on her body. That's true. But that's not why he wants her. He just wants
her. Yeah. I think that's what the biggest downfall of this movie is. Leprechaun just ain't a leprechaun in this.
He's not really
a
leprechaun
anymore.
He's just
a weird little guy. He's just a weird alien dude.
Not a fan.
That doesn't make sense. That's why it's like, it does feel like a different script. And they were just like, I don't know, I'll put a fucking leprechaun in it because who cares?
Exactly. That's exactly what this feels like.
Yeah.
So what happens next? Mercs show, go looking for the leprechaun. Mooch and Books go to check out a waste chamber. Like, it's for, like, waste
the poop chute. Yeah.
It's not for food or food. It's not for poop. It's for...
Freudian slip there, Mike.
It's not for food, which I eat poop. You know, I'm saying that because, like, this is where you would put, like, all of your food waste and your trash and stuff like that. And it apparently
pre-processed poop. Got it.
Yes, exactly. And it has, like, some kind of bacteria that the minute you put anything in there, it starts to, like, eat away at it.
Oh, nice. That's very handy.
It's very handy, but that means that if humans go in there, they have to wear, like,
protective
stuff. Like, clothing.
Yeah.
So Moochin Books go in there to see if the leprechaun is in there. The leprechaun is indeed in there, but the leprechaun is also wearing a little suit to protect himself.
Kinda awesome.
And then they're like, I don't think I see the leprechaun in here. And then all of a sudden the leprechaun shows up and starts cutting up Mooch's suit. And a Books grabs Mooch and like tries to carry him out, but it's too late.
Man.
He's turned into a skeleton.
You know what sucks is that you're describing this movie. It sounds like so much fun, but I know.
It's not.
It's ass.
It's really
not. It looks
not.
So bad. Like, and none this... of this is fun. The ideas are kind of there. There's ideas there, kind of.
This is probably why, like, they probably read the script's like, yeah, you know what? This is pretty fun. Like, let's make this movie, right? Like,
yeah.
How bad could it be? And then it was bad.
It was
you
real
know?
Bad.
Yeah. I think I'm doing too good of a job of,
you
like,
really
explaining
are.
This movie.
You're just explaining the plot. And in your mind, like, my mind is picturing
in your
kind
brain,
of a fun movie.
You're imagining a really fun, a guy turns into a fucking meaty skeleton. Like, that's awesome.
That's great. We love a little leprechaun coming out of someone's pants.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Funny.
No, not in this movie.
We should just remake this movie.
We should remake this movie. Call it Leprechaun 4 in space.
I would be writing. I would love to get another Leprechaun
you're
movie.
Not writing this movie. I feel like if you do, it's going to be, you're going to have like
are
Elon
you saying
Musk
I'm canceled?
I'd say,
are
yeah.
you saying, oh, is this what you liberals always be saying that?
I know.
Liberals. liberals. Cry. All you do, all facts
we're
don't
all
hurt your feelings.
Snowflakes.
Yeah, a bunch of snowflakes. You know what? Never snows in Ireland. Never snows in Ireland. I'm out of here.
All right, goodbye, Leprechaun. Goodbye.
He didn't really leave that far.
He just goes a couple of feet away. He stops talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Mercs are like, "Fuck this! It's not worth like fighting this Leprechaun again." They know what the Leprechaun wants. They know the Leprechaun wants the princess. So, like, fuck it. Let's just get the princess and give it to the Leprechaun.
Gold is never a thing in this.
No, gold is never a thing. The Leprechaun already has his gold back at his house. On the planet Ithacon. Okay. So it's not about gold. It's about the princess. All okay. Right. Keep that in mind. So they're like, fuck it. Let's just give him the princess. So they go looking for the princess. The princess is gone. It's not in the lab anymore. Yeah. Because remember, the German doctor took the princess.
Yeah. Have you seen the German doctor yet?
Not yet. We're about to see the German doctor. Okay. We only see him on TV, like I said. So the Mercs are like, we are going to leave. We're going to leave. If you don't give us the princess, we can give it to the leprechaun. Like, this is not worth it. Their contract's almost up anyway. So they're like, fuck this. Like, this isn't worth it. Men have died. We're out. We don't need to do this anymore. And then the German doctor reveals himself. Now, the German doctor is a head and one arm and, like, pecs.
Yep.
And that's it. And the rest of his body is a robot.
A robot, like not a walking robot.
No.
It's just like a wheelchair robot.
He kind of looks like a Dalek from like.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way.
Because it's obviously the rest of the body.
He's like hiding
of
under
the
there.
Actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a very uncomfortable outfit.
It looks
that
pretty
he has
dang
to,
uncomfortable.
Like, really uncomfortable makeup. And the actor can't move too much because he's, again, the character only has one arm.
Yeah.
So the actor has to, like, hide his other arm behind his back. And so they created, like, a false shoulder to make it look like he doesn't have an arm.
Yeah.
And so if the actor, like, moves his shoulders
he
too
can't.
Much, like, you will notice that there's something behind him that he's trying to, like, hide from people. So he reveals himself. And he's just an upper half. And he says, if you guys leave, if you mercenaries leave, you will be tried for mutiny.
Okay.
But if you stay and you kill the leprechaun, you will get a very generous bonus. And
okay. They do like money.
They're like, we'll give you, I think he says like a 100% more than what you're already getting, basically, which is a pretty great bonus.
Sure, yeah.
But then Sergeant Hooker's like, 100% more and... anything that you produce here, because clearly it's like you're running tests on Zarina. Anything you produce here, we get some of the money from that too. We get like 30% of like whatever you, and like this scene, it feels like it lasts for 5 minutes. It's only probably maybe
they're
like
just negotiating.
One or they're just negotiating the kind of money that they make from it.
Like who cares?
I don't.
Yeah.
But eventually they find a proper terms.
Sure.
Hooker's happy. Everyone's happy with that. They're like, sure, we make a lot of money. And then they're like, okay. And I wrote down, the leprechaun is not rhyming anymore. He just speaks in soliloquy directly to camera, like Shakespeare. And he keeps like walking into the camera. He's like, oh yes, they've got me gold, but what about this? And what about that? And I don't like this. And I don't like that. And then he goes up to the camera and he says, hi, you know, I need to have a wife, but if I wed her, she gets half my riches. And that means that's half less than I had before. So maybe I should marry her. Maybe I should kill her.
I can't believe we had this inner dialogue that I never wanted.
He says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wet her, bed her, and bury her all in one day.
Wow.
So why does he care anymore? Like, is he just trying to get his rocks off? Like, what does he care about the princess anymore?
I mean, I guess, he could just leave.
He could just leave.
And he wouldn't have to worry about his money anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Because he doesn't even want to, you know, which to me was, this was the heartbreaking moment of this, because I thought he found love.
Yeah, like, right.
Yeah, I thought he found someone who could be
greedy.
His equal.
He's just greedy. Yeah, kind of does suck.
It's a real shitty moment. So Harold puts a sample of Zelina's blood onto like the doctor's finger skin, and it regenerates his finger. And that's when I realize why he's taking Zarina, is because he wants to regenerate the rest of his body. That's why.
That makes sense.
That's why he took Zarina. We see Lady Merc asks Sarge. She's like,
What's that stuff that he uses? What color is it?
Blue?
Okay, like a milky blue?
Like a milky blue? Okay, that's her blood.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So Lady Merc,
get
Dolores,
that shit at Disneyland.
You can get that shit at Disneyland.
It's just like the Disneyland.
It does look like
milk.
The blue milk. Speaking of Star Wars, right? So yeah, that's Bantha milk right there.
Bantha milk right there, baby. Straight from the source?
Straight from the source? Mm. I mean, she's not Bantha, I don't think. Mm. I guess I've never really seen a Bantha. Have I seen a Bantha? Did they appear in the movies?
Yeah, they do.
Probably, right?
Yeah, you see their boobs.
Yeah, you see their boobies.
That's where Luke takes them.
That's
the milk from.
Wait, no, that's not a Bantha. Because that's green milk. You're thinking about the one from Last Jedi.
You're right.
That's not a Bantha.
You're right. Yeah. No, the Banthas are the fluffy guys, the big fluffy cow guys.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. That's not what
sand
she looks like.
Wear. Yeah, no, she's not.
Yeah. So
she does not have that much hair.
She does not. So Lady Merc is talking to Sarge, and she's like, Sarge, did I kill that guy? And Sergeant's like, no, you didn't. But honestly, he probably went the way all men want to go. That's the way I would want to go, is with a boner. Because she's like, I gave him a boner and that might have killed him. And he's like, honestly, this part made me laugh so fucking hard. And Sarge's like, no, that's fine. And he's like, that's the way I would want to go if I died. And then she like sort of like looks him up and down, like she wants to like get it on with the sergeant. The sergeant's like, I don't want to do that with you. Because maybe I'll
actually
die.
I don't want to die.
And, like, these are the weird little moments in the movie where I'm like, you know what? This is kind of funny. Uh-huh. It's kind of funny. Not great. Kind of funny.
You have to hedge your bets a little bit.
A little bit.
Like, so, just say you love it. Just say you love it.
I hated this movie, Mr. Leprechaun.
You want to be in space with me? You want to come and fly in my Elon Musk
rocket? I don't believe
Musk
you
rocket?
Have been to space. I think you've been to
Oh, you think I did a low orbit?
I think you've been to Ithaca.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I think if you got on a spaceship, it would explode.
It didn't. Not one bit.
Not at
you
all.
You disrespectful little ingrant. All right, look.
Okay, chill
this
out.
This is a little much.
Out.
You got to calm down.
You got to chill out.
Wow. Too much.
You could actually control him a little bit.
Well, I mean, I just pushed him.
Yeah. But he stood back. He realized you're too strong.
Yeah, man.
We're learning a bit about this leprechaun.
He's all talk, no bite.
That's right. I don't want him to bite me because then it turned into a leprechaun. So then they somehow have a leprechaun tracker. I don't know how, but they have a tracker for the leprechaun.
Well, they have a whole call. Like, what is it? It's a planet. They probably
know. Well, it's like the alien thing, right? Where they can track where the alien is.
Yeah,
alien, you know?
I guess it's just a heat tracker or something, right?
No, it's trying to find a leprechaun.
Okay.
And so they find the leprechaun. Reeves and Books find him. Sorry, Tina and Books find him. But he's too powerful. And so he saves her life. Protects her from the leprechaun.
Okay.
And that is the end of my movie.
He saves her from the leprechaun?
He saves her from the leprechaun, and now she, like, loves him.
Oh, yeah.
She's, like, infatuated with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So she's like, you're really good with that rifle. And he's like, you want one? He's like, I'm not the killer type.
Yeah.
She says. And he says, right time, right place. We're all killers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I notice this dude has, like, a glass dome head. He looks cool. These dudes are in this tiny hallway.
He loves this movie, as you can hear. This guy's got a cool head. They're in space.
Let me tell you, Mike, usually I go through and I rewrite my notes. I'm just going to read these, baby.
Do it, baby.
Because you know what? It's going to give it a better experience of what this movie
this
is like.
This movie is like, yeah.
These dudes are in this tiny hallway. Leprechaun messing with them. Danny boy, let's talk about safety in the workplace. He keeps cutting his... Oh, this is what...
What are you talking about?
I'm reading my notes, baby.
Danny boy?
This is what the leprechaun says.
Oh, okay.
He's on the video screen, and they locked Danny into... or whatever this guy's fucking name is. I don't know
I think his name
is
Danny, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
They locked him into this room, and he's watching this leprechaun talk about on the screen workplace safety as he like cuts his fingers off. He's cutting his fingers off, and then he lights him on fire.
Whoa.
And he says, as Shakespeare says, shit happens. Which is... I guess doesn't make any sense to me, but now I kind of get why they did that.
He's been doing weird Shakespeare things this entire time.
So then he's like, well, maybe we could be like partners, dude. And he's like, maybe we could like partner up or something. He's like, yeah, I can tell you where the lady is.
And sort of like Benny from The Mummy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, instead of doing that, he actually just drops a box on his head and kills him. I was tricking him.
A box on his
head. Well, also because he was lying. He also was going to shoot the leprechaun.
Oh, of course. Chopped a fucking piano
in
his head.
It's a huge random box out of nowhere. And it was just... The sets, like, the buttons are so funny. They look like Star Trek Next Generation buttons.
Probably are.
Like, just flat. Yeah, they probably just got them from that set.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got the German guy, and we got the other guy. What was his name? Herman?
Harold.
Harold. Harold's there, and he's like, I'm so excited to work with a great genius. And the German guy's like, I can't wait of rejoining... being ready to rejoin the human race. And I'm like, well, you're still a human. I don't understand what your issue is. But he says, like, they did an experiment on me where I would be the first computer with an organic structure.
Oh, that's why.
That would be my greatest achievement. And like, what happened? He's like, obviously it worked. And I'll turn back into a human with her DNA. And
I don't think anyone would want to look like that, though.
No, I know. And then Harold's like, oh, cool. He literally says, oh, cool. Like, wow, because he's just dumb.
Right.
So then Dolores gets separated in an area with the leprechaun.
Oh, you know, she's going to die.
And leprechaun. Also, leprechaun's like walking with a cane for some
reason. Yeah, he's got a cane in my half of the movie.
He's walking around for some reason. He's like, this is an older leprechaun. He's settling down.
He
wants to settle down. That's why he's trying to get that lady. He wanted to settle down. He's like,
he's
getting up in me age.
He's doing too much. Yeah, he can't be a lone wolf anymore.
No, he's got to settle down.
Yeah.
So she says, take this, you son of a bitch, and shoots him. And the leprechaun fucking explodes. And I'm like, oh,
again?
My God, he's dead.
We both got a fucking fake out death leprechaun thing.
And it's just two stumpy legs. And she walks up to him. And then it grows back.
Oh,
and
no.
And he throws her off the edge. They're trying to get in. And he does like, his little pinky went to the market. Ah! And then he throws her off the edge. And we don't see her die. So I'm like, oh, shit, maybe she's still alive.
She's not.
No, they eventually break in and they go downstairs and they find her body.
Aww.
And she's like, oh my God, she's dead. But then she wakes up, looks at Tina and says, kill him! And then she dies.
Well, I'm glad she told her that.
I know. It wasn't obvious enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. The nerdy doctor, then Harold, gets a video message from Tina. And Tina is like, oh my God, let me in. I lost all my clothes. Let me in. All my clothes are gone.
Fucking shit again.
Yep, they're doing it again.
Oh my God. Every
sexy
fucking
lady.
Movie. Yeah.
She's like, gotta let me in the bio lab. And he's like, well, of course. And he does. And she, in case the audience couldn't tell, she looks into the camera right before he's about ready to open the door and says, in a leprechaun voice, thank you. You saved my life.
Leprechaun, do you enjoy like looking like women? Is that a thing that you enjoy?
Know, maybe there's a part in the scene in this movie where you'll be like, well, sexuality is a strange thing.
Oh, is there a part in this movie that addresses that?
Maybe.
I'd hope so. Probably.
Do we do it well? You know, it was the 90s. What is a different time?
Oh, I'm sure. 90s
I think
horror comedy?
How old was I? I can't remember. Was this 2000s? Oh, yes, it was in the 2000s. You know, 9/11 hadn't happened yet. Things are a lot different.
So it's just 2000.
It was just, yes, the 2000s.
Yeah, the new millennium.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I have nothing else to say about this. I will let Ethan do the rest of the talking.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, I guess. Can't wait. Let's see. So the leprechaun finds the cyborg man as he goes, because obviously he's in there, and he just like starts laughing. He's like, oh, you're a monster just like me. He's like, oh, you find me laughable? Well, listen here. We have a lot in common. We're both monsters. You want the throne, and I want respect. Or we both want respect. We both want to be king or some shit.
Okay.
And he's like, well, and the German guy's like, you want respect? What you need is fear, man. You need people to be afraid of you.
People are already afraid of him.
Yeah, people just laugh at him. And then he's doing this. He's trying to like tempt him because Harold's like waking up. He's not dead.
He just
kind of got knocked out.
Right.
And he goes, stabs the leprechaun in the back.
Damn.
Obviously doesn't kill him.
Of course not.
So the leprechaun psychics gets a tray or something.
Uh-huh.
And psychics him right at Harold. And Harold's against the wall. What do you think is going to happen?
Wait.
It's like a thin pan, like a thin like tray.
Oh, it's got to slice into him, right? It's got to cut him in half, right? Yeah.
No. It slams on him flat, and his face, it falls down, and his whole face is like a cartoonish, flat, goofy thing.
What
and then
in
he
the
falls
hell?
Over. It wasn't the Looney Tunes.
Oh, my
God. So much Looney
God.
Tune references in this.
Oh my God.
It's very weird. It smashes them completely. And the leprechaun's like, and it's a good, funny time.
Very funny. Sounds like you're enjoying this movie so far.
Yeah, I know. These moments are.
It's few and far between, but there's some pretty good
there's
moments.
There's moments.
Yeah.
There's stuff here.
Yeah.
So then the leprechaun goes to the lady, and I'm like, oh my God, what's he going to do this lady? I had no idea who this lady was. I just thought she was a hostage. She wakes up, and she's like totally into him?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is
she
going on?
She loves him. Yeah.
What is going on? She's like, I had a dream you were draining my blood, and it says to the doctor, so you should kill him. And so the leprechaun and the lady get together. They round up the doctor. Obviously, he can't move very fast.
Because he's wheels.
Yeah, wheels.
Yeah.
And so they start mixing things together in that blue juice. I know what this blue juice was.
Oh.
So the leprechaun's like, hee, I'm going to put a tarantula in here. And he puts a tarantula into a blender and blends it up with the blue juice.
Oh, God.
He gets like a scorpion, puts in there as well. And then he's like, hee, I'm going to now eject you with that. And he ejects...
This sounds insane.
The scientist, yeah, it was very weird.
This is crazy. You don't know.
Into his head. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Even if I know what the blue stuff does, I still don't know how
thought,
this is going to affect
him. I thought
it was
just, he's just going to fuck it up and kill him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he ejects his head, and I'm like, he starts freaking out. He starts having a seizure, basically.
Right.
But then the Marines arrive, and the leprechaun just pulls out a gun. I'm like, what the fuck? And they start shooting each other. They have like a little shootout. Tina gets hit with acid. They patch her up. They can't hurt the hostage because they still think she's cool.
Mm.
And then the leprechaun like gives the guy the dome, the guy with the dome head, a bunch of explosions, like explosives. Like he just snaps and a bunch of explosives appear on him. And I'm like, that's a cool power that just makes no sense. Sure. He's like, this may be cruel, but your behavior leaves me no choice. This is your fate.
Right.
This is what. She's what's her name? Zarina?
Tina? Oh, Zarina.
Zarina says this. Yeah. She says, your behavior, we're all in a hostage situation. Everything's tense. She says, this may be cruel, but your behavior leaves me no choice. This is your fate. And she opens up her bra and shows her boobs.
What? Why?
She shows her boobs and stuns all the males on the ship.
Oh, my God.
And then says, you are forever doomed. I am Zarina, queen of the damned. And she buttons her blouse up. And demands, the leprechaun tells the Sarge guy to say, Ten Hut, get out of here, and marches him out. And the guy's like, well, maybe we're okay because she likes us. But Tina's like, nah, man. Oh, when a woman of royal blood of her race shows you her breasts, it's a death sentence. And I'm like, what the fuck?
This is...
What in the porn is this? What is going on?
This is some plot.
Yeah. At any moment, because of the cheap-ass sets, I'm like,
yeah,
there's some real fucking going on here
this
or something.
Is rough, yeah.
Anyway, so let's see. They come back. They go... past where the cyborg guy was, and he's not there anymore. Just the bottom half is there.
Oh.
Which is weird. So I guess, I assume he's
dead.
Is he dead?
Right? No, he's not dead. He's probably turned into a giant spider tarantula,
whoa.
Man.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Let's see. Serena's like, I want to kill everyone here. They arrive.
She's great.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
They arrive at the entertainment lounge, and the Marines show up there, and then Sarge appears. Sarge is now dressed as a drag queen doing a drag performance, and Zarina and the leprechaun are watching, like, this is going to be a great show. And they're confused. And he starts, like, fighting them. And he seems to be, like, pretending to be a woman sometimes. And sometimes he's like, Ten Hut, I'm going to fight you. It's very confusing.
Why?
In a lot of ways. I don't fucking know. I don't really know. I don't know what the thing is here. He pulls out nunchucks, starts beating them up. And they're like, he's Sarge. We're like, we got to kill him. He's brainwashed. I don't know what's going on. What's happened to him? And so
this is fucking weird, dude.
It's very weird. I was like, I don't know what they're doing here. Doesn't seem seems like great. It's a joke,
yeah,
but like it doesn't seem to be like super mean about it. It just,
yeah,
so I don't really know what we're doing.
It also just doesn't seem funny either.
No, it's just kind of like random.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she says, let's go get the gold, Mr. Leprechaun. Let's go.
This is weird. Why did we do this?
Well, she says, like, let's get your gold. And you said there's no gold involved.
Nope.
She says it's somewhere in the cargo bay.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, they go and they look at they go run off in the cargo bay and let the.
I mean, I guess it makes sense they would take it, but, like, he didn't seem interested in taking it from them. He could have done that at any point.
Well, anyway, the dome guy is fighting everyone, so they just let him do that.
All right.
So then we're looking at the computer, I call him the computer man, the German scientist guy.
Right.
And he's starting to look at this horrifying, ugly creature. Like
How'd it look?
Spider thing. I have a photo.
Oh, you have a photo. Right here. We're going to see a photo, ladies and gentlemen.
Right here for you.
That looks pretty cool.
It's honestly not bad.
That looks, it kind of looks like Cronenberg's The Fly a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little more rubbery.
It doesn't look as good, but it looks pretty effective for a movie like this.
He has a great line where he's just like, I'm no longer Mittenhead. I am now Mitten Spider. I want to eat flies.
Okay.
Which I'm like, I feel like you're pretty big. I think you're going to eat
I think you're going to starve if you're going to just eat flies. Yeah.
Tina beats up Sarge. Sarge is having issues, and they still beat him up more. I don't know. He falls over. They can't take it. They can't fight him off.
Right.
Let's see. Leprechaun says, "Just hell with these guys. I'm gonna go get me gold." The Sarge then sticks his bayonet Tina tricks him. He rams her with a bayonet with his gun into an electric socket. He electrocutes himself and dies. Uh-huh. But then it turns out he wasn't a person. He was a cyborg.
What? Harold was a cyborg?
I know. The guy with the big dome head. He was a cyborg the whole time.
Wait.
I'm like, what does that matter? What's going on? Why is that such a shocking reveal?
Wait. Sarge was a cyborg.
Yeah.
Then how did he get brainwashed?
His computers must have been, that's why he got brainwashed by Leprechaun, because his computer.
Because he could be, reprogrammed?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It was just like, what are we doing? Why does this matter? Why
and then
this
he also
reveal?
Said that he wanted to die via, having a hard-on. Is that something that a cyborg can have?
I guess not. Maybe he was just lying to pretend to.
To pretend
that's why,
to be a cyborg.
That's why he didn't want her to do anything.
Oh, because he didn't, couldn't. I
yeah,
see. Okay.
That's it. All anyway. Right. Whatever. The Leprechaun activated the self-destruct sequence on the ship, because you got to have one to this. Mm-hmm. Leprechaun wants to kill, let's see, the scientist man. And Tzarina also does because he's her father?
The scientist man is her father?
That's what I took from this?
She has a king. She has a dad who's...
Maybe they're talking about the actual king, man. Maybe
okay, that
about.
Makes so
I
sense.
They just said a man. I still know the guy's first name, so I just assumed it was him for some reason.
Okay.
Because obviously Leprechaun still wants to kill that guy, right? I don't know. Anyway, he puts a force field of his ship so no one can leave the little escape ship
right.
in the main ship.
Okay.
Whatever. Leprechaun is looking for gold. Tzarina just says, fuck your gold. Let's just leave. He's like, no, I need my gold. I hate them. And then they start fighting.
Oh, their first fight.
Their first fight.
Oh, so romantic.
She's like, I can marry anyone I want. And he's like, with a face like that? No way. And then he says, you got a little blemish right here. And he touches her skin and she's like, what the fuck? And then a little bit later, she's like, look at your face now. And it's got huge zits all over
it. Oh, no, it's because of the leprechaun.
And she passes out and all the zits go away. So he just wants to teach her a lesson, I guess.
Okay.
Styx is here. He's going to go find the self-destruct code book where the doctor is. And he goes into the room. He ignores all these giant spider webs that are all over the room now. And then
why would there be spider webs in space? Why ask that question?
Big spider webs. And then...
So, real question. Body count here. So Styx is still alive.
Styx is still alive.
Books is still alive.
Books still alive.
Tina's still alive. Mm-hmm. And that's it?
Scientist guy's alive. Harold's dead.
Harold's dead.
That's it.
Sarge is dead.
Scientist guy's taking a spider. But yeah, so we got three people left.
Got it.
So Styx is looking for the code book. And then the spider attacks him. The Spider-Man attacks him. And you're like, oh my God. But you don't see what happens to him. And then the leprechaun finds his gold. And he's like, what have they done to me gold? They shrunk it down.
They have a machine that can shrink things down.
What does it come and play? How does it come into play at all?
What do you mean?
how did you know that? What did they use it for?
Earlier on, they were showing that they can collect a lot of cargo by making things small and then making things big later.
Oh, okay. So they can make things big.
They can make things small and big, yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's see. He does the whole zit thing to her. Okay. So Styx is still alive. He's just hanging by webs now? And trying to find things, trying to find the self-destruct code.
Trying
he's
to get
like,
out.
Yeah. So he calls up the books and Tina and is like, hey, so I need a code or something here. It's like, oh, okay. But he's still looking for the buttons and trying to figure it out.
Mm.
So they find Leprechaun. He's still looking at his gold. And she's like, oh, we got to neutralize him. And he says, I'll neutralize something for you. And he pulls out a gun, starts shooting. They hide. And then Tina finds the weird ray gun thing that used to shrink stuff. And he puts on the Leprechaun. And he starts growing huge. massive.
Really?
Starts running around smashing things. It looks terrible.
How?
It looks like they got regular footage of Warwick Davis standing somewhere, and then they just expanded it and didn't use any like super high definition cameras or anything.
Oh, no.
It's pretty blurry. But I mean, you know, it's on video, so what do you expect?
Nobody would know.
Nobody was supposed to know.
Oh, I would love to see this scene.
It sounds awful. And you can definitely tell it. Like, there are times when they shoot in a set, and they're like, oh, it looks good. And then as soon as I see that the leprechaun looks blurry, I'm like, oh,
blue
screen.
There's
going to be someone else here in a second to show the scale.
It's funny that they didn't just get, like, a guy who was big and put him in the leprechaun suit.
I mean, this guy is, I mean, like, he's, like, kaiju size now.
Oh,
he's huge.
Okay.
So you can't just do that.
I'm just imagining him as, like, 7 or 8 feet tall.
No. He's probably like 50 or 60 feet.
Wow. It's amazing they can fit in a spaceship.
I know. Well, it's a cargo hold.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah. Let's see. So he's grown huge. They use a bunch of footage. Still gets very, it's very blurry.
They use a bunch of footage.
Tina runs to help Sticks, goes through the vents. Mm. But the, you know, it's a very scary, horrible set of the vents.
Right.
The spider keeps popping out and being like, ah, I'm going to get you.
Right.
And then the leprechaun sees how big he is, and he looks down at his dick, and he says, all right, big is good.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's very weird.
Oh, no.
So he goes to squish the books and keeps running around, but Sticks is still running a password. Tina gets there, arrives, trying to help Sticks. But then the Spider-Man appears. He's like, I'm going to kill you.
Spider-Man?
The spider scientist now.
Oh,
the creepy spider scientist. He's got like
got
a,
it.
He's got a cool like scorpion tail now and everything.
Damn.
It's honestly pretty good. And she hits him with liquid nitrogen.
Freezes him immediately.
Freezes him basically.
Yeah.
And he says, help me. And he's like, I'm sorry. And then he explodes.
Wow. Well, that's the end of that
character.
That's
the end of that guy. Yep. And Books is like now hiding. He's like, okay, I got out of here. He leaves the cargo bay and says, hey, open up the cargo bay. And he says, what? Open up the cargo bay. So he leaves
opens up the cargo bay. And then the cargo bay is now open.
Yeah. And he finds Zarina. He picks her up because she's still a hostage.
Uh-huh.
I guess she was knocked out for some reason. Oh, she's
still been knocked out a lot.
She was
this
knocked
movie.
Out because of the, she saw how ugly she was. Yes.
Right. Is she still ugly?
No, she's pretty now.
Okay.
So
that's
then,
all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. So they leave through the side door. They open up cargo bay 2.
Cargo bay is open.
And the leprechaun gets sucked out into space. He goes through like these horrible 3D Movie Maker filters of him expanding and shrinking, and then he explodes.
Finally. That's how you kill a leprechaun.
You throw him, Leprechaun 4, in space.
In space, and that is what happens.
That's exactly how space he got it. But anyway, the self-destruct sequence is still going.
No!
So they got to figure out the password. So all three of them are there now, and they're trying to figure it out. Like, what did he say? What was it? Do you think he was a genius? No, he thought he was a wizard, and they used the word wizard. And it stops it.
That's
and they're
what
all,
it was. That's a wizard.
And it stops, and they're all so happy. Immediately, the room, the vibe changes in the room. It's suddenly super horny. Tina starts making out with Books, like, immediately. And I'm just like, why? There was, like, no chemistry before. What's going on?
What about Sticks?
And Sticks is like, oh, well, for me, I get it. That's cool.
Then
but then,
Zarina.
But then they all hug each other, and I'm like, these motherfuckers aren't going to fuck each other.
Well, yeah,
we're going to have a little threesome here. And then they look outside, and they see the leprechaun's finger, and it's flipping them off. And that's the end of the movie.
Sticks is like, they'll call me Sticks for nothing.
Hey! No leprechauns popping out of here.
That's right. All right. What a bad film.
It's terrible.
I hated this movie.
It was so bad, dude.
This was bad. It was, like, bad in the worst way. Like, there were definitely moments that were fun, but, like, all the connective tissue was just awful.
Like, my last, maybe, like, I don't know, 2 minutes of me explaining that movie lasted for like 15 minutes. It took forever to get through.
Yeah.
It was just so boring.
Where is Zarina? Zarina's fine?
She's just sleeping somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought she was going to wind up in the like a four-way, you know?
I mean, maybe. I mean, the vibe of that ship, it seemed very horny all
of a sudden.
It's pretty
hot. Yeah, exactly.
So maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, this was a bad film. It's really upsetting. Like, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen these kinds of movies, but it is really upsetting to just go like, man, like every woman in this movie is sexualized and every man in this movie is just there.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're all like dumb. Even the guys are just pretty bland. They're just like, this guy's a horny guy.
Yeah.
This guy's a horny guy and he reads books.
And it's like every, like Tina, like, you know, wait, Tina, is Tina one of the characters? Yeah, Tina's like sexualized for no reason.
She does get her pants ripped off at one point and she's running around in her
door. Well, she's the one that's also like the leprechaun too. Remember the leprechaun like poses as her?
Oh, yes, that's true.
That
yes,
happens.
That's very true.
Like the actor has to go through
Dolores
that.
Dolores is horny.
Dolores is horny all the time. Zarina's obviously like literally a sex object.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's how I felt very porny.
Yeah.
It was literally
yeah,
like every character
porny.
So thin
yeah.
that they're just like this leprechaun guy got in the way. He stopped the porn shoot.
I would only love he wasn't there.
I would love that. I would love the lore that if this was going to be a porn shoot, but then they're like, well,
the
leprechaun
shows
outfit.
Up.
And they're like, no one wants to watch that leprechaun fuck.
I'd watch that leporn con.
Oh, you'd watch a leprechaun? Hey,
where
leprechaun.
It's like a porn movie, yeah.
Is there any like do you think this actually was a porn shoot? Can you like give a little insight?
Oh yeah, it definitely was a porn shoot. It was gonna be one, and then I show up, and then you know I ruined everything.
You really killed the vibe, huh?
I really killed the vibe. I was like, I came in unannounced, ruined everything, annoyed everybody.
Huh. I can't. That sounds familiar. You've always done this.
It appears that that's just your MO, I guess.
Oh, that's absolutely what I love yeah. doing. And you know what? Kills the vibe, but makes me quite horny.
Yeah.
Where's that whiskey bottle, Michael? You got the one with the right sized hole.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's got to be an Irish whiskey.
It's
you know,
be
you know
a
why?
Glenlivet. Yeah.
That's going to make the certain hole the right size. No one says that. They're like, oh, that's be from Ireland.
All right,
no,
let's
no,
get
no.
him a bottle so that we
give,
can
yeah,
finish
give
this
a
episode
bottle
up.
So take us out of here,
yeah.
Mike.
Guys, have you ever been to space? Email us at ebitlyotherhalfpodcast.com. Let us know. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Discord, and Threads. And if you want to listen to the previous...
Elon, I need to go home!
Watch Till You Can't episodes, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating.
What do you mean it crashed?
And review... and if you leave a 5-star rating, we'll read it in the show no matter what it says, even if you are Elon Musk. We'll read it. I don't care. If you listen to our podcast, fucking shout us out on Twitter or X.
X, dude.
Yeah.
X going to give
us
it
out.
To you.
X going to give it to you. So now, the momentous occasion.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about this.
Yeah, we have to make a decision. Ethan had forgotten. He had completely forgotten that we have to decide whether to watch more Leprechaun movies. We have two more,
you're
right?
You're telling me there's an out? There's two more. We have... I encourage you to re-listen our episode of Leprechaun in the Hood if we do go forward with this.
Yeah, which we still have yet to do ourselves.
But yeah, well, I mean, I was waiting for the right moment. I had to know more beforehand because sure, clearly these are so connected. That's kind of the thing that's kind of annoying, right? Is none of these connect to each other at all?
I hate that it upsets me so much, but yeah.
It kind of, like... but also like, that's the point, right? They're
yeah.
not supposed to be connected.
No.
And so they could do fun things with it. So when they don't do fun things with it, it's kind of more frustrating.
I agree with you.
Right? So, like, this should be really funny. But the reason, like, the Hellraiser one's so funny is because it still connects
with the other
movies and, like, creates a weird lore.
Right.
You know, say it's about Underworld, but at least all those stupid-ass movies connected somehow.
It feels fair in those moments to judge all the other movies because they feel connected. Whereas in this, it's like, are you really going to judge, like... I don't know.
But do we think Leprechaun on the Hood and Leprechaun Back to the Hood are connected?
They have to be.
They have to be,
they
right?
They have to be.
There's got to be some connective tissue between those.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm definitely going to have to listen to our old episode.
Okay. We are going to have to listen to it because we don't remember, right?
Huh?
We don't remember. You don't remember anything about Leprechaun in the Hood, right?
Do you remember anything from Leprechaun on the Hood?
No. And so I'm wondering, should we rewatch that movie?
Wait, do you think we could just rewatch it? Because I don't remember anything.
I don't remember a damn thing. Which means
this is like a remaster.
Yeah, which means we have three movies to watch, not just two.
Ooh, what would be kind of fun is if... Nah, it'd be kind of hard to do.
What?
No, I'll talk about it offline.
Okay, but yeah, so what do we do? Are we going to keep watching these Leprechaun movies? We have two more left. I mean, I feel like we've reached the bottom of the barrel. And one of them doesn't even have fucking Warwick Davis in it. He's not in the last one.
The last one is a reboot.
It's a reboot, right?
Which
with another little person.
But that's intriguing.
Is it?
Well, how do you reboot a movie that doesn't even have, like, lore behind him?
It was rebooted in, like not even recently, right? It was, like, rebooted in, like, 2010 or something.
Yeah,
like,
it was, like, 2010 or 2015 or something. Like,
yeah, like, a
oh,
while.
Oh, 2018. That's a while ago, but
it's
not
a while
that
ago,
long
but
ago.
It's not that long ago.
It's, like,
but
6 years ago.
Clearly, they're not making any more of them. They're going to just reboot it again, if anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm out. I don't want to watch anymore, but it's up to you. I don't want to watch anymore. Here's what I'll say. How about this? I don't want to watch anymore, but I will watch more if we watch the two Leprechaun in the Hood movies.
I do really like that idea.
Because we don't remember a goddamn thing.
I don't remember anything about it.
I don't remember. I only remember, I think, one scene of him dressed like a pimp.
There's one scene I remember of him taking a puff of weed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Him dressed like a pimp and him smoking weed. That's all I remember.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it?
Let's do it. Let's watch both of those
movies. Watch them again.
Because I want to know if they're connected. If they're not, I'm going to be upset. And we're definitely not watching anymore.
What have I done?
I don't want to watch this fucking Leprechaun Return shit, if that's the case.
Me neither. Good night, everybody.